Kajka statue. Sculptured by Balbina Świtycz-Widacka, the statue shows the poet surrounded by children bearing rodło, the symbol of the Polish Association in Germany, stylized shape of the Vistula River. The poet's son Adolf from Orzysz was one of the models. The statue was unveiled in his 100th birth anniversary. To understand the history of Mazuria, one must get to know the Mazurians. Kajka was one of blood and flesh, a bit of a relic in the 20th century, the time not understanding triumphant nationalisms. He was born in Skomacz Wielki. After he married Wilhelmina de Domo Karaś, he joined her in the village of Ogródek. His first poem was published in 1884 in Jan Karol Sembrzycki's Mazur. Apart from that, he also published in People's Gazette and anti-Polish Prussian Peasant's Friend. The latter one refused to accept texts admiring Poland, so he published their religious poems and honored the Kaiser, but at the same time he criticized the newspaper's pro-German profile, writing under pen name Prawdziński, derived of Prawda, the truth, in People's Gazette and in Mazur. He also wrote Lutheran religious songs, Mazurian humorous sketches, and rhymed articles on social issues. He actively took part in Polish movement in East Prussia, opposed Hitlerism, and promoted Polish among Mazurians due to a Christian idea that the God is best worshipped in mother tongue. He was a real follower of Krieger and Gizeviusz. He gradually achieved Polish identity himself. Being a member of the Mazurian Peasants' Party, he campaigned in favor of Poland during the plebiscite. After 1920, he also supported Polish case, was appointed to various honorary positions in Polish societies. In 1923, he was elected the chair of Mazurian Union, but Gustav Leiding Jr. performed most of the activity. The Polish identity of Kajka's family has always been questioned. One of his sons, Gustav, died as a German soldier near Gdańsk. The other, Adolf, also served in the German army, but he survived the war. In 1978, Adolf emigrated to Germany. In spite of what Polish writer Wańkowicz wrote in his In Smentek's Footsteps, the decision was not based on his identity, but motivated by the disappointment with communist Poland. He disapproved of such Poland, he used to tell his friends in Orzysz, as he had waited for a different one. After the Second World War, just like many Mazurians, he was not accepted by his new compatriots who had immigrated from the parts of Poland now belonging to the Soviet Union. Michał Kajka's life and work is an invaluable source of knowledge of Mazurians' lives in pre-war East Prussia and in post-war Poland.